Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, December 29, 2025. The House of Seven Gables is planning to make some adjustments, and Gloucester waterfront plans have been canceled. Rain, mid-40s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 6:21 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, the House of the Seven Gables is earmarking money to move five of its historic structures further inland in anticipation of rising seas and groundwater levels caused by climate change. As such, the organization is seeking grants and donations to implement its 50-year climate adaptation plan. In 2022, the Gables received a $509,000 grant from the state to study site conditions and create the plan that was completed in May. With the southern coastal portion of the site lying within a coastal floodplain that occasionally floods during extreme tides and storms, the Gables identified relocation of its building as the best strategy for ensuring preservation for as long as possible. The plan calls for moving five structures toward the campus's parking lot that has a lower vulnerability to storm surge and rising sea and groundwater levels. Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times, a plan to develop a $100 million multi-use facility on the vacant I-4-C-2 lot between Gloucester Harbor and Rogers Street has been put on ice. The development proposed by the Gloucester Cultural and Civic Center, Inc., proposed a harborside multi-use theater and concert hall, conference center, art gallery, and public gathering space be built on the vacant city-owned lot along Rogers Street between the Gloucester House and the Building Center. However, the plans for Pier 58 Gloucester have been shelved. Gloucester Cultural and Civic Center Board Chair Tom Berger said the project has come to an end in an email recently sent to members, former board members, and allied professionals, as well as those who opposed the effort. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Amanda Lurie writes on itemlive.com, the Nahant Police Department has welcomed its newest officer, a 16-month-old Belgian Malinois named Zibit, Nahant's first canine. Zibit was partnered with Nahant Patrol Officer and Canine Handler Connor Robertson at the Boston Police Canine Academy, where Zibit recently graduated with certifications in obedience, buildings, article searches, criminal apprehension, handler protection, and tracking. The two were paired up because Robertson's original partner, Solo, didn't pass the entry exam into the academy. Robertson explained that each canine academy has a set of reserve dogs ready to be trained in case dogs like Solo aren't cleared to participate. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.